64 countries around the world require the labeling of genetically modified food. The United States is not among them. South Korea has had labeling laws on the books for some years, and this year they're getting more stringent. Up to now, makers of any processed foods had to list genetically modified material if they were among the top five ingredients. Starting next month, producers need to include if there is any genetically modified DNA or protein within the food. The Ministry of Food and Drug Safety unveiled the changes late in December, saying they are aimed at beefing up consumers' right to know. There are other food labeling changes coming to South Korea in 2017. Sodium is one particular target. Starting in May, manufacturers will have to list sodium content in ready-to-eat foods, including sandwiches, hamburgers, and, here's the big one, instant ramen noodles. Other changes for labeling include cosmetics, a fast-growing export product for South Korea. By the end of next month, cosmetics makers will need to include a production date or a recommended expiration date as part of their packaging. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.